Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Our coverage here on WGNS and Big G TV, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They have tools and tips to help members manage energy use, and you can learn more about electric vehicles as well at MTE.com. That's MTE.com. Well, joined by the executive director of the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross, John Mitchell. Well, that's a long title there, John.
Yeah, good to see you this morning, Brian. Thank you.
Good to have you as well. And you've got a pal that's joining us by phone because it's like a game of where's Waldo, where's Gene? He's at a blood drive somewhere.
Yeah, Gene is our count rep that covers territory south of Davidson County and also Rutherford and several other counties. But Gene is a specialist that sets up blood drives, and he's been doing it for a while. He's very passionate about it, very good at it. So we got a couple upcoming blood drives we're going to talk about. But I'll definitely let Gene kind of cover the need for blood and how that can impact other people's lives when he gets a chance to speak.
Gene, do you talk about blood in your sleep?
Blood, music, and golf, yeah.
Okay. I knew it had to be up there.
Our business is, when you need 30,000 units every day in this country to keep people alive, I've learned to live with a daily ask. I mean, it's constantly asking. And, sometimes I do take it to sleep. So, yeah, sometimes if appointments are low, I'll wake up in the middle of the night and go, my gosh, this, what am I going to do? So, that's as they say in the mafia, that's the business we've chosen.
That's
so
the
there
business.
You go.
Yeah. you have been doing this for how long now with the Red Cross?
So I've been with the Red Cross 13 years, almost exactly. In fact, five days will be my 13th anniversary. So it's can be sometimes the most it's a combination of the most rewarding industry I've ever been in by far, but sometimes it can be a little stressful, wondering if the folks aren't coming in to donate, or we run through these slow summer periods usually. It can get a little worrisome, but definitely the most you're saving lives every day, as John will attest to. It's very rewarding, to especially the type of people that you work with. Volunteers can be some of the, they're some of the best people in the world. So
yeah, I would have thought it would have been longer for you, honestly, with the Red Cross. But when people say, well, how long have you done radio? Well, 32 years, and it's like, that's even 10-15 years, where we've got a generation of people that they'll go from one thing to the next, which there's no knock against that, but longevity says something. And obviously you're very passionate about the work that you do. You're just kind of the person that helps to get things together, and a lot of it's volunteer run, isn't it?
Yeah, Red Cross, as John will attest to as well, is 90% volunteers, our entire organization. John and I are part of the 10% paid staff. It is mobilizing people to do good. We provide all the tools for people to do good in the community. So with me, I will get you the date on the calendar, the medical staff, the equipment, the supplies, the snacks, the drinks. I'll get you everything you need to save lives and set it up for you. But you got to bring the donors.
Yeah.
So that's the way blood drives work. So
John, you can attest to volunteers and. But I think the Red Cross does a great job of, with that 10%, of equipping volunteers to do critical work. And, we're kind of focused on blood services this morning. And thankfully, this year's hurricane season hasn't been terrible so far. We're still in hurricane season. But, and just everything that the Red Cross does, it's you've got a history of knowing what you're doing, I guess.
Yeah, and, it's a changing environment as well. If you look at volunteering for the Red Cross over the last, 15, 20 years, it's changed. Now we have a volunteer connection. So, you know, you're encouraged to, you know, sign up, be officially a volunteer. So then you go through trainings. It can actually be quite daunting to say, okay, well, what do I want to do? And then you look at the lines of service and you see all the opportunities and you have to really kind of say, okay, what am I passionate about? Is it being a biomed ambassador and checking people in for blood drives? Is it being a disaster responder and showing up to a house fire? But as you said, the Red Cross does a really good job of providing very, very good trainings and a system where we track all the volunteer activity, including their hours. So all the volunteers, you know, check in and out of a system called Volunteer Connections. So yeah, a lot of work is done in the background to make sure the volunteer experience is good. And we're constantly working on it. There's probably some things that we continue to grow on. So we have committees. We actually have some pretty interesting meetings about the volunteer experience, the Net Promoter Score. How do they feel when they're volunteering for the Red Cross? So we take that serious and we try to keep tweaking it. But at the end of the day, it is the community's Red Cross. And whether you're signing up for hosting a blood drive or showing up to give it a blood drive or volunteering to help somebody enter that blood drive, it's the community's effort that helps us do what we do.
We are talking with our friends from the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross, Executive Director John Mitchell here, Blood Services Account Manager Gene Baker. And Gene, we've got a couple of upcoming blood drives to tell you about. And I'm excited about both because we always like to beat Western Kentucky. But and it seems like the blood drive's the only thing we've beaten them in here recently in football, but I won't go down that road.
We're going to go for the double victory this year.
Yeah, double victory this year. But before that, you know, one of my favorite places in the world is Donut Country, and just people who are, you know, Bo and Cindy and the whole staff out there really involved in the community, and there's a pretty special blood drive going on there too. So tell me about that one first on September 26th.
Yeah, so one of our board members, newer board members, correct, John? Probably one of our newest.
Christy Davis serves on our biomed committee.
Right. One of our newest biomed committee members. She owns Donut Country, and she has a human resource background with companies, and so she doesn't have enough room to do an inside blood drive at Donut Country, but so we got her the blood mobile to park out by her place, and she's given away a dozen donuts to all of her donors, and plus she'll get they'll get a $10 Amazon gift card as well. So it's a great opportunity to come save lives Friday, September 26th of this month from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. right there on the Memorial Boulevard location of Donut Country. And she's almost filled up the slot, so hurry up and get your slot. She's an excellent recruiter for blood services and passionate about the mission, and is just done a great job as a blood program leader. For you know, when a business offers up something like that, that shows they're committed, and I know there's a delicious product, as you two I'm sure know. We've all eaten their great donuts, and to get a dozen of them plus a $10 Amazon gift card, hey, that's an opportunity to go save three lives, get some cool giveaways, and help our cause.
Are you saying that just looking at us, you know that we go to Donut Country very often? Is that what it is?
Guilty as charged, Brian.
I've seen you guys, I haven't seen you there, but no. No, I went in, I had a meeting with her there a couple of weeks ago, and I've never seen a bear claw the size of a basketball. Have you seen those things?
Yes.
Yeah, and they look delicious. But I didn't get one. But
I go in every Saturday. You know, they help with our food here for the coaches show, high school coaches show every Saturday morning, and have for a long, long time. So very familiar. And, you know, we've got two dozen donuts just looking at you every morning, every Saturday. So, that bear claw is something else. But, you know, that's just a great testament to not only volunteers and but local business owners who want to do their part. And Cindy being on the board and this blood drive, I mean, those are good things.
Yes, yes. And she is, I was looking at her, she has, I'm looking at her openings to tell folks that she still has 9 openings. She's filled up a couple of dozen of her appointments, but there's still 9 openings available. So please sign up. Just go to the redcrossblood.org app, plug in any Murfreesboro zip code, and you'll see that drive pop up on this month on Friday, September 26th, you still have an opportunity to get your appointment, get you a dozen donuts, and a nice $10 Amazon gift card.
So what I'll do is I'll put the link to that on the podcast when I post it here as well. I got the links off of your flyers here in the QR code. So I'll do that for both that blood drive. And if you can't make that one, the one coming up the next month in October, the MTSU-WKU blood drive competition.
Yeah, that's a biggie. That's my biggest event of the year and one of our biggest events in the state or the region. It is. It's in our 16th year. We currently hold the traveling trophy, and we want to keep it. And it's basically about who collects the most blood, and it's a 3-day event. This year, Monday, October 27th, Tuesday, October 28th, Wednesday, October 29th, always held in the rec center at MTSU on the furthest northwest east basketball court. Great event, a lot of fun, a lot of energy. Everyone gets a custom-designed cool T-shirt specifically designed for MTSU by an MTSU marketing or art student. They get a $10 gift card to over 200 vendors of your choice, and enter a chance to win one of 3 $5,000 gift cards to vendors of your choice. Great deal there. They get a pizza meal. They get tickets to an MTSU home football game, anywhere from 2 to 4 tickets to an MTSU home football game. So it's a great, cool, fun event, a lot of giveaways, but we really need lots of people to show up. So we urge students, but it's the community too. Just once again, just get online and plug in MTSU in the sponsor code, and the drive will come up. MTSU has a lot of blood drives per year. We don't just go there, but this is the biggie. This is the one we like folks to put on their calendar.
Hey, Gene, you did a great job talking about all the benefits that you can get from it, but I think there's one we've left out in previous years. One of the greatest joys in life is parking at MTSU. So this is an opportunity for you as a resident of Rutherford County to sign up for that blood drive and be a VIP and drive into the lot there at the rec center and have a custom parking spot for you to give blood. Do not need to go get a parking pass. We'll have a spot for you.
No.
That is one of the greatest incentives.
Parking.
Yes.
Good point, John. There is valet parking for you. So if you're coming in from the outside, not a student, just pull up and our valet parking volunteer will take care of you. So, yeah, good point. Yeah, that's a premium MTSU.
Yeah.
You're right, right.
You're,
yeah. Yeah, but so definitely this event is highlighted every year, and it has a regional impact between MTSU and WKU. This event every year saves, you know, close to 3,000 lives, if not more. It has a huge impact on our regional blood supply in Tennessee and Southern Kentucky, and it is a very important event. We put a lot of resources to this one event, and we need it. You know, it gets a little scary because when you do all that for one event, it ties up a lot of your event, and you need it to come through. So, so come out, support your team, bleed blue, beat WKU. We will be doing a lot of promo on that in the next 6 weeks. I'll be on campus doing some sign-up tables at the Student Union. There'll be sign-up tables at the Rec Center.
Uh-oh. Did we lose Gene?
I think so.
Yeah, I
heard
a little click.
Yeah, and I'll add to that, you know, to help Gene in that process out. What really helps him, you talked to him, he did mention something about staying up at night, is pre-registration. Mm-hmm. Is to get, you know, for somebody, let's say somebody says, oh, I'd love to host a blood drive. Well, what does that mean? Well, they really, you know, if they haven't gave blood before, they want to get a survey of about 40 people that say they'd be interested. But in reality, for this blood drive, for you to keep Gene sleeping good at night leading up is basically go through that process of redcrossblood.org, look for the MTSU WKU drive, sign up, and the schedule will be full.
Sounds good, John. I see where your allegiance lies. I believe you've got one of the former shirts
there. Yeah, it was a great shirt.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Thanks for coming in today, John.
Thank you.
Appreciate Gene as well. John Mitchell, Gene Baker with the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross joining here this morning. If you missed any part of our conversation, you can go back to the podcast and listen to or watch it at WGNSradio.com. Have a great day, everybody.